Welcome to Breaking Good, the officially unofficial podcast for Breaking Bad on AMC. I'm Jim.
And I'm Aaron.
And we're about to spew our thoughts into this mic on episode 602, titled Buried. Instant cast, so it's, free-flowing.
Free-flowing.
Yeah, it's remix style.
Man, I don't... I'm kind of like Marie. I'm somewhat speechless at the beginning here. So Villigan's just going for it.
He is. Totally. I mean, there's no breaks on this ride, right?
Does not give a fuck. Every episode's going to be a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. He's going to, like... I mean, it's kind of brilliant. Everything makes sense in hindsight, right? Because I'm thinking, all right, he just cast away in the second episode one of those major storm fronts that we spent several minutes analyzing on the preseason cast. But yeah, he's got to start eliminating and limit the stories. And you know, now it's like Declan's out. The Uncles of Anarchy are in.
Yep.
It's I don't know, man. It looks like he's going to be eliminating Jesse Pinkman as a possible complication because, I mean, that's going to resolve one way or another next week, right?
It has to. I mean, okay, well, if he keeps his mouth shut, maybe not, right? Like, maybe that just is prolonged, but that doesn't seem like the pattern that's developing in this final season.
Right. Man, I don't know. I mean... What is Walt going to do about Jesse? He's the only... I mean... Okay. We got to start being a little bit more structured on this. Skyler, did you see that coming at all? She broke totally bad.
What else was she going to do, though? I mean, so she pulled the right move. Did you say...
Are you for real with this bullshit? What else would she do?
What else could she do?
She could...
She's knee-deep in this.
She's
neck-deep in it.
And I will say that she did put on a clinic... As far as dealing with the cops, bald move PSA, never, ever, ever fucking talk to the cops, ever.
This scene reminded me totally of the shut up, shut up, shut up scene, where she just kept saying that over and over again. Am I under arrest?
Yeah, right. But she put on a clinic with that. Are the Skyler haters finally going to... It's weird, because I feel like I'm more mad at Skyler than I've been in a long time. Because what she could have done is get her fucking lawyer up, and make a plea deal.
Okay.
Because
sure.
She's got a very sympathetic story here.
Oh, so I thought just meant the initial reaction to Hank. You're talking about everything, like
no,
joining
she
Walt
played,
totally.
She played that right. I'm saying that.
Okay. All right.
Or when Walt's like, I'll give up everything I will give myself up if you keep the money and give it to the kids. That would be another time to just shut your mouth and be like, yeah, it's probably for the best, Walt.
Sure.
Because the thing is, she thinks that they're airtight, but she doesn't know about the Pinkman angle and how crazy he's gone off the deep end.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm wondering. Like, I assume what happens next episode is going to be that Jesse does actually talk. Because right now, Jesse... pretty much hates Walt, right?
And I'm wondering, why wouldn't he? I mean, if he's this racked by guilt, why wouldn't
exactly.
he talk?
I think he will.
And what's Hank going to say? I mean, here's the thing. Hank badly overplayed his hand with Skyler, right?
Oh, sure.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think Skyler knew what she was going to do when she showed up at that meeting.
And that's why she showed up, yeah.
But
she
wanted
to find out what he knew, too.
But when Hank was such... you know, single-minded focus on taking down her husband, mm-hmm. she's like, well, fuck this shit. But Jesse, so anyway, I wonder if he's going to learn from that and come in here and it's like, you know, we got off on the wrong foot, but I now see that it's been my brother-in-law all along. He almost killed me. I wonder if he's going to help Jesse put some things together.
Hmm.
Like
he
I don't
might.
Think
he might
not about Jane or
certainly.
Anything like that, mm-hmm. but you know some more recent things like the stuff with Brock and mm-hmm. you know I just wonder if he plays his cards right, do you think he could get Jesse to be, you know,
I don't see why Jesse wouldn't at this point, honestly.
Loyalty to Walt?
Nah, no, come on, he's not loyal to Walt anymore.
Well, I mean. I don't know, man. They still have some kind of Yeah.
I think he hates Walt. He thinks Walt's a monster, just like Hank does.
If he rolls on Walt, then how is the season going to play out?
Well, they still got to catch Walt.
They still got to catch him. There's the money angle. There's a what's going to happen to Walt's family angle.
Yeah.
That was super intense, Marie rolling over there and trying to kidnap baby Holly.
Oh, and I was so glad when Hank busted it and says, Marie, put down the baby.
Yeah.
That kidnapping solves nothing there, right?
Exactly. that's typical Marie, but I mean, that scene was gut-wrenching. My stomach was in a knot almost this entire episode, but that's having Marie slowly peel, starting off like, oh my God, what has he done to you? And then she starts realizing,
yeah,
you know, how far this goes back and what that means for her and Marie's relationship.
And then
ends it up with the, you know, like someone on Facebook said, that slap was for all of America.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you said like this was a gut-wrenching scene and everything. I didn't think there was any scene in this episode that was quite as effective as the final scene of last episode, but it felt like every single scene, it just kept twisting me tighter and tighter.
Yeah,
like, what's gonna happen next? Like, where does this go?
You can't. I don't think you can top Hank Walt showdown on a weekly basis. Certainly,
absolutely.
But if you look at the overall body of work, I mean, that was a slow build up. This was tension release. And they sparked in enough humor here and there, too. Like, you know, Huel doing a Scrooge McDuck thing.
That was awesome.
My God, we're melting down Facebook. I think this is a new record, 155 comments in a single hour.
Bring down the servers.
Yeah, crazy.
when they go to the desert, and I was wondering what was going to happen with Declan. Like you said, we had talked about it, but I did not expect that Lydia would hatch the plan that would take him down, you know?
Yeah.
And Todd is a stone cold killer, apparently. He brought in the neo-Nazis.
He's been that way since the beginning, though.
Yeah, well, okay, he shot a defenseless kid in the desert. That's really all we saw other than him melting people, right?
And arguably, he's the one that engineered the prison killings. I mean, he's the one that put these people together. I mean, Todd is a dyed-in-the-wool killer, I believe.
Yeah.
It was Nina P., by the way, that said that slap was for all America.
Okay.
Man.
But that was awesome. They open up that thing, and I'm like, where are they going? She climbs down into this underground bus. And
it
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was like a subway car is what it looked like to me.
Okay, so this is actually not that far out of the realm of possibility because there was a big bust in California that happened where people were actually growing marijuana underground in train cars that had been buried out there.
Right on.
So this is like straight out of real life. I don't know how I found out about this, but I heard about it a long time ago.
It's risky. It's risky because there's so much weight. I mean, I've heard tell there's a lot of, you know, survivalists planning for doomsday when the shit hits the fan and they're burying guns and whatnot. And one of the popular things for them to do is to bury like cargo containers.
Uh-huh.
It turns out the cargo containers are not designed to be buried. And many a citizen militia member has been buried or had his shit buried by a roof caving in. So it's like, it's not nothing to put 8 feet of dirt on top of a structure that's not designed to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying that's not something, some kind of acceptable loss if you're doing criminal calculus, but,
criminal calculus. Awesome.
But I'm saying this, like, why? I don't get it. Like, you know, if I'm putting on my criminal hat, if I was Declan, instead of burying a goddamn bus or a subway car, I believe I'd look at large drainage ditch pipe, you know, like a 12-foot cement, you know, sewer pipe. Bury that motherfucker, put on a flat-level floor, and then you're good to go.
Not a bad idea. There you go. You
That's
go into
what
business.
I would do if I was building Superlab 2.0.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetically. but no, I didn't see, like, Skyler Breaking Bad. I did not see Declan getting iced by the Uncles of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
I just ridiculously pleased with how this seasons go and did not see the RC car getting surviving.
I know. Oh, that was such a good moment. It was like, yep, here goes Walt speeding out into the... Oh, he stopped.
Right.
I can't believe it.
Marie had her purple back on. She's rocking a purple again.
Yeah, well, always. Yeah, so I don't know. I really like that they acknowledge that Hank is now caught up in this so deep that he can't get out. You know, either way he goes, his career is over, and he knows it.
Yeah, that's what I was coming to that scene. I was like, here it comes, because
yeah,
it's something like we've talked about. He's not ignorant of this topic.
Yeah.
Where do you think he was going? Do you think he was actually about to come clean when he said, hey, can we get a meeting with the whatever the guy's name is, his boss?
Yeah,
and then
I think he was.
He heard about the thing with Pinkman, and you know it was Kate. It was he saw the escape route.
I think absolutely he was. Yeah, and now he's going to stall for a little more time.
Right on.
What else do we have? Do we have anything else from the episode? Any scenes we haven't talked about?
Well, it's like Michelle McLaren, I believe, directed this episode, and I don't think anyone does a doing shit montage as well as she does. Like that montage of him out in the desert burying his money was awesome. I actually liked the implied violence of the shootout, just little touches.
Uh-huh.
Lydia's struggling with her heels out in the desert. That was hilarious. Yeah, someone, I think, on one of our Facebook threads last week's like, does this woman own a sensible pair of flats? No, she doesn't, because she would surely wear them if she was going to do that.
She didn't know where she was going, though, right? She didn't expect it to be out in the middle of the desert, I don't think.
Well, so
she just had that...
That's the biggest plot hole, I think, the fact that she could get some kind of useful reception underneath the ground buried in a train car or whatever. So what the plan was, do you think...
I don't know that she needed to, right? I mean, she was above ground long enough and stopped for them to actually find her.
So are we to... Here's the thing where I would like to see Villigan connect the dots a bit. Are we to believe that she had some kind of tracking software that Todd and his uncles followed out there?
Sure.
And they were waiting until she went underground for them to jump them? I mean, it seems like that plan required a lot of assumptions to work.
Yeah, so I think what happened there is the plan was for her to shut off her phone, and when the signal went away, they would know, okay, that's where she is, and now's the time to move in.
Yeah, but it happened almost immediately. And also,
wouldn't Declan notice somebody
coming up behind them?
So if you go with the theory that underground she doesn't have reception, she was under there for a good minute.
I see what you're saying.
So she would have lost reception. It would have looked like she turned her phone off, and they would have swooped in.
So she's assuming that they were buried underground?
No. I mean, no, she thought it was going to take a minute or so for them to get there.
And wouldn't Declan confiscate her cell phone if he's going through the trouble of blindfolding her?
You would think so.
I just feel like I wonder if Villigan's like, you know, if I move fast enough, I wonder if the bastards will notice. I'm playing a little fast and loose here.
Oh, come on. Lost should have taught you that, yes, the audience always notices.
Speaking of Lost, lots of Facebook comedy about making allusions to Lost with the hatch. Like, one of Desmond will be down there. He's the new cook.
Yep. Good stuff. Yeah, that's about it, man. I thought, like I said, this was another excellent episode. It's number two for two so far.
Oh, yeah. And again, you know, no signs of slowing down. I feel like I mentioned this on the start of the Facebook thread. It's like, this will be the test. Like, are we going to have the traditional 2 or 3 episode breath of air while everybody kind of resets their chess pieces, and then it's going to be breakneck? But it seems like we're not going to get any respite from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 3 and 4 might slow it down, but I don't know how. Like you said earlier, they've got a lot of stuff still to deal with, right?
Jesse just did that. He's the wild card because he's not acting on any kind of rational plan.
For sure.
Like, if he wanted to go to the police, he should have gone to the police. He didn't have to be, you know, doing his weird millionaire paperboy routine. and then wreck his Tercel into a playground, you know.
I'm
curious to see how that pays off. I would love to see a little bit more evidence of what how that plan was going to work out between, you know, Lydia and I don't know. Maybe I don't really care. I'm sure there's a way that the plan could have been done. You know, it's not like a Walt plan, so that's what stung so bad about the Brock poisoning is that usually when Heisenberg's doing something, we get to see it all happening.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, and also, is this the death of the Walt's cancer's not back theory? Because surely he would have told he would have told Skyler at that point. No, no, it's that's not right. And he collapsed. What I mean, obviously he'd been that's digging a hole that big is a lot of work, y'all.
Especially in dirt that hard too,
and in the hot New Mexico sun.
Yeah.
Although apparently, what time of year is this? It must be a little cool because the old man was wearing like one of those hunting caps with the flaps on his, you know, comes down on the ears and all that.
Yeah.
And it gets cold in the desert no matter what time of year it is.
Yeah, yeah. And I assume he was leaving very early in the morning. It was still dark.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I don't know what else to say, man. It was another great episode, and I'm looking forward to digging into it a little bit more on Tuesday.
Right. So, what else we got to talk about? I just want to do the outro.
That's it, man.
All right. Well, if judging by we're going to be pulling like season finale traffic levels plus from here on out. So if you got an email tag, bring it strong at breakinggood@baldmove.com. You can also keep up with our live air Facebook threads at facebook.com/baldmove and keep up with everything we're doing at Bald Move. You can follow Jim on Twitter at Bald Move. We'll be having some more Kickstarter news coming out. Jim and I did a little bit of fulfillment work this weekend. We'll be having the Vault of Shame rewards coming out. You should have got your digital card. If not, we actually got statistics of who's hasn't got that. We'll be trying to resend any that failed. But you should be getting that fulfilled. And what else is coming? We'll be announcing the winning T-shirt design for the Kickstarter, the winning color, and also the winning series that we'll be doing, the Rift Track / Mystery Science Theater 3000. A large amount of our audience has no idea what the hell that is, so it's going to be kind of exciting to see.
Okay,
I think a lot of people, based on some of the submissions we got, thought that this was going to be like our new podcast, but no, it's us going to be making fun of an episode of television. So we'll have the winning stuff on that as the Kickstarter project rolls forward. Enjoy all of the instant content that's coming at you tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Check out our articles.
And we'll see you back on Tuesday for Reelsy. Yeah, we got to go write our instant, our written takes on baldmove.com. Check it out. We got the Instant Take podcast coming out, and we have the Instant Take written reviews coming out the evening that Breaking Bad airs all season long, all due to the Kickstarter generosity.
You know what? I'm actually kind of excited about that hasn't happened before. And I'm going to give them a free shout out here because I used to listen to Lost podcast way back in the day. Jay and Jack are actually doing these last eight episodes of Breaking Bad, so I'm pretty excited about that.
What kind of bullshit that. Is that? You're what? You, huh?
Jay and Jack?
We got a rival empire, and you're just going to shout
them out?
They're
not a rival. They're awesome. I used to listen to them back in the day.
Well, they give us a shout out.
They already did.
When
we first started Breaking Good, yeah, they sent us. They tweeted us out. So,
happy
to repay the favor.
Okay, well, there you go. As long as it's even Steven.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you Tuesday with our full-blown cast.